chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 49, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the heart of a Jew, how the heart of a Jew yearns for Hashem with infinite yearning. There's a hislavus in the heart that has no boundaries to it sometimes. And when there's no boundaries, there's tremendous danger. There's a sakona. And therefore, Rabbeinu Zal says that it's extremely important that there be a tzimtzum, a constriction, in order that that hislavus, that fire, can be channeled in a positive way, so that it can be constructive instead of being harmful, destructive. We know that the Gemara tells us that one of the main reasons why Hashem instructed Moshe Rabbeinu to build the Mishkan was to serve as a tikkun, a rectification, for the Egel HaZoh, for the golden calf. Right after Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people were at their highest high. When we received the Torah on Har Sinai, when the Torah says, Ponim beponim diber Hashem imochem, that Hashem spoke to every single Jew face to face, which means that all of us were prophets, receiving the word of Hashem directly from Hashem. Right after that, from the top of the mountain, we fell down to the bottom of the pit by being involved in the Egel HaZohav, idol worship. And then Hashem instructed Moshe Rabbeinu to build the Mishkan to serve as a tikkun for that. We're trying to fix. What are we trying to fix? We're trying to fix the fact that at the time that we stood at Har Sinai, the light of Hashem came to us in a form that was too bright, too difficult for us to handle. The shuls and the yeshivas that we have, that corresponds to the Mishkan that the Jews made in the desert. And just like when it came to the Mishkan, it was constructed from the shkolim, from the tzedakah that Klal Yisrael gave. The pasuk says, Hashem says, Eshkoin esdako, that I reside with the poor people. We've mentioned this in the past, that every Jew has a part of Hashem inside of them, and therefore when a person shows a love and a respect for an Oni by giving him, by helping him out, when a person gives any form of tzedakah, the tzedakah in the Mishkan was to, or the Beis HaMikdash was to support the Kohanim, the Levim, the Karbonis, all the different activities that were going on. This is one of the things that it attracts the presence of Hashem there. So too today, Rav Nosson Zal says, the Bote Kneisiyos and Bote Midrashos, and especially those that are Al Shem HaTzadik. Just like in the Midbar, everything had to go through Moshe Rabbeinu. All the ingredients that we used to put together the Mishkan were brought to Moshe Rabbeinu. So too, the Tzadikim Amitim, the true Tzadikim, their yeshivos and their shuls that we have today, this is the Mishkan that we have today. This is what attracts, this is what guarantees the presence of the Shekhinah, and this is what gives Klal Yisrael the ability to have this balance, this tzimtzum, the tzedakah that's being given, that's unifying. It's unifying upper and lower, the oshir and the oni, the wealthy and the poor person. Rabbeinu Zal points out on Likutei Moran that you have two people who are in a different place. One person has $1,000 and one person has no dollars, or he's got $10. When the person who has $1,000 takes $100 of his and gives it to the person who had the $10, the poor person is moving up. He's having more. The wealthy person is moving down. This is a form of shalom. There's a pasuk, Voya Maisat Stoka Shalom. This is a unifying thing. We find this also in the Sefer Torah. We know that the letters of the Sefer Torah correspond to the Jewish souls. The word Yisroel, when we talk about Bnei Yisroel, the Jewish nation, the word Yisroel makes up the first letters, Yesh, Shishim, Ribui, Oisiois, La Torah. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah. The laws, when we talk about writing a Sefer Torah, there are two laws related to the letters. One law, that if two letters are a little bit two letters of a word, if there's a separation between them that's large enough to stick in another letter, then the Sefer Torah is possible. It's not a word. What do you mean? There's no ink there. It's just a little bit further apart. not allowed to be further apart. They must be close to each other. Jews are not supposed to be far apart from each other. We're supposed to be close to each other. And at the same time, if two letters are touching, then the Sefer Torah is also pasul. A person would say, forget two letters touching. All the letters should be touching to show this unity, this love, this oneness. The answer is, everything has a place and a time and a boundary. And each and every single Jew, each letter has to have the place, the white parchment around it, the gvil around it, otherwise it's pasul. If one person steps into somebody else's boundary, if he thinks that the other person is exactly the same as him, when a person's trying to do outreach and he's speaking to another person and he's telling him exactly what he feels, I feel this and this way about Hashem, and I feel that this is the way this mitzvah should be done. I know that I should be giving $100 a week, Meiser, so you should also be giving $100 a week, Meiser, because I'm Jewish, you're Jewish. If a person takes that approach, they could be causing tremendous damage because they're not recognizing the difference, but that each one is different also. Purim is Mechias HaMolek. This is the guidance that the Torah is giving us, that if a Jew wants to participate in Mechias HaMolek, in eliminating the worst of our enemies and all of our enemies, and if a Jew wants to prepare for getting out of Golos, for Yetzias Mitzrayim, to get out of the Golos that we're in today, this is a very important part of the preparation. This Shkolim, this Mishkal, this balance, this being able to know that on one hand, I want to come, I'm running to Hashem. The Pasuk says, Nirdefo. We're chasing after Hashem. And at the same time, the recognition of this pen yersu and respecting boundaries, my own boundaries, somebody else's boundaries. Shem should help that we should be zeuche to play our role in helping to build the Mishkan today, in helping to build Bote Knesios, shuls, and Bote Midrashois that have the guidance of Moshe Rabbeinu, the guidance of the true tzaddikim, be zeuche to see the Gula Shleima, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen.